The United States Treasury has imposed sanctions on three Sudanese companies accused of financing the devastating war in the country. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The sanctioned entities include Al Khalij Bank and Al Fokker Advanced Works, which are controlled by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF. The third company, Zadna International, is linked to the Sudanese army, according to a statement from the U.S. Treasury Department released on Wednesday. According to the statement, all three entities have contributed to undermining the peace, security, and stability of Sudan, either through money laundering or by raising funds from gold exports. These sanctions are part of broader efforts to address the ongoing nine-month war, which has resulted in the deaths of over 12,000 people and the displacement of nearly 8 million others, according to the UN. In a related development, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the commander of the Sudanese army, has called for a full-scale offensive against the ISF. He stated that he is not interested in pursuing talks, dismissing them as a waste of time. Both the Sudanese army and the ISF have faced accusations of committing war crimes from the US government and various civil rights groups, allegations that they have consistently denied. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.